from KQED.
The November election is still 6 months away, but already it's shaping up to be a referendum on government. How much government do you want, and who's going to pay for it? Today, we're launching our coverage of the 2012 election and how voters are feeling about their government and the politicians who represent them.
They want to play the politics more than they want to address the problems and find a solution.
You know, I think that they're so worried about getting reelected that they'll say and do anything.
The state's political environment is dominated by people from the coastal counties who don't care about job creation. They care about the environment.
It's representation. That's what we try for. Somebody that can have your voice, that understands the Latino community concerns.
We just reach out to the people instead of thinking of what party we are. I think we could do a lot of good.
We're framing our election coverage with the question, what's government for? And as part of that reporting, we're hitting the road talking with voters. Our first stop is what locals call the Inland Empire. It's Riverside and San Bernardino counties combined, a sprawling area east of LA County, running all the way to the Nevada and Arizona borders. Over the past decade, the Inland Empire has grown by 860,000 people. That's more than the entire population of Alaska. And those newcomers are changing the region's economy, culture, and politics.
We're standing in front of the presidential lounge right now. All the presidents you see on the wall are presidents who have visited the hotel or spent the night here.
On a recent morning, docent David St. Pierre is giving me a tour of the historic Mission Inn, a cornerstone of downtown Riverside. Hanging on the hotel wall, just off the lobby, portraits of seven men.
We had Benjamin Harrison, who was here in 1890. The next president who actually stayed here the first time was Theodore Roosevelt in 1903.
All but one of these presidential visitors were Republicans. And, as that bit of trivia suggests, the Inland Empire was once reliably red territory for the GOP. But today, it's decidedly purple. The political complexion changed mostly by a huge influx of Latinos who vote overwhelmingly Democratic. In 2008, Barack Obama narrowly won both Inland Empire counties, but 2 years later, Republican Meg Whitman edged out Jerry Brown in the race for governor. And it isn't hard to find voters here who reflect that kind of independence.
Box number 04766, Sarah Lee 5.
At the Second Harvest Food Bank, shoppers who run soup kitchens, homeless shelters, and emergency food pantries walk through a massive warehouse, scooping up boxes of juice, cereal, whatever looks good. Now, you might expect to find bleeding heart liberals running a place like this, but no.
The current elected officials, both in the state level and the federal level, are basically operating in a completely dysfunctional manner.
Daryl Brock is the food bank's executive director. He's a registered Republican, but his criticism of elected officials is bipartisan.
They are too politically oriented, and they're not looking at what the populace needs and what their constituency needs. They haven't learned to work together.
Tracy Lynn Sherritt is the food bank's director of development. Like Brock, Sherritt is a Republican married to a Democrat. She makes light of her politically divided household, but she turns serious when asked how she's feeling about her Republican Party these days.
I almost feel unrepresented in many ways as far as the political party is concerned. I almost feel like the party, I haven't left my party, my party's left me.
Like so many people I talk to here, Sherritt is frustrated by gridlock in Sacramento and Washington, D.C., at a time when unemployment and home foreclosures have put this area in a deep economic rut.
I don't believe that any one specific party is to blame. I think they hold equal blame in this because they have not got the wherewithal to work together to create solutions to ending or alleviating the poverty in this region.
The Inland Empire is huge. In square miles, San Bernardino alone is the largest county in the nation. Because it's so spread out, geographically and politically, this area struggles to find a unified voice. Trying to find some unity in all that diversity is Paul Granillo, CEO of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership.
In so many places, we are irrelevant. Okay, and if we don't have political clout, people aren't going to pay attention to our issues. We're not going to get the funding to deal with needed changes. And that is devaluing of the populace of the Inland Empire.
This region includes posh desert resort communities like Palm Springs, struggling high desert towns like Victorville, but also middle-class commuter cities like Ontario, Fontana, Temecula, and Murrieta. So many different interests, and Granillo says the region's state and local officials rarely work together.
There's a desire for there to be regional leadership, but too often that gets lost in parochialism. It is because we have two counties. We have San Bernardino and Riverside. So to get people to agree on just a couple of things is often difficult.
A 2010 study by the Brookings Institution found that the Inland Empire had the largest influx of Latinos of any metropolitan area in the country over the past decade. Drawn by construction jobs and affordable housing before the economy crashed, there are now 2 million Latinos here, nearly half the Inland Empire's population. But that demographic shift is not reflected on city councils, school boards, or county boards of supervisors, which are still dominated by white politicians.
We continue to fundraise. We're very excited. It's moving along.
At an early morning meeting recently, community leaders talked about changing that. Francisco Solá chairs the Latino Voter Registration Project.
The political process affects everything that we do, education, your immigration status, your economic status. So participating in the political process is the most important tool to better your conditions.
Solá admits to occasionally getting frustrated by low voter turnout in his community. Latino advocates like him are hoping to mobilize new voters with public service announcements on Spanish language TV and radio. The ad urges Latinos to get politically involved, adding that unless they register and vote, it's like they don't even exist. A group of politically active Latino students at the University of Riverside is echoing that message on campus. Junior Adriana Cruz says when she first got to UCR, no one was registering students to vote. Now she's using anger at state cuts to higher education to motivate her peers.
The reason why we're not getting funding, the reason why we're being cut classes, the reason why we're struggling to register for class is not our administration specifically, but it's a state that's hurting us, and we need to elect the right people to push our agenda as students.
More than a third of UC Riverside students are Latino, but for their voices to be heard, Cruz says, they must do more than just show up at campus protests.
Activism, political activism, as in marches and rallies, but that's just not enough. You need to lobby, you need to voter register people to vote and actually get them out to the polls.
Lázaro Cárdenas is an earnest and intense sophomore who describes himself as a local kid from the low-income east side of Riverside. Cárdenas was recently elected to the Student Senate. He hopes to address the frustration he felt as a teenager, seeing so few people in charge who looked like him.
It's important for me because I want to show students and youth and people from where I'm from that they can have power and they can have their voices heard.
Young people like Lázaro Cárdenas and Adriana Cruz, both politically active Democrats, may hold the region's political future in their hands. The Inland Empire has 4 competitive congressional races this year, and Latino candidates are running in 2 of them. House Democrats are hoping to pick up 1 or 2 seats there to help them regain the majority.